Bradfo Show.
That's my open?
That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hip Bradford.
That's my open.
I'm waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion. Bradfo Show.
That's delicious. All right. I got to be honest with you. This is a podcast which I've been trying to put together for a long, long time, and I'm looking very, very much forward to it. And that is with one Ashley Kelly. Ashley, how are you?
I'm good, Bradfo. How are you?
Good. And I know you've been looking forward to coming on this podcast as well, but your husband keeps putting the kibosh on it. But fortunately, we have good reason. Is that true or not? Yes, that's true, right?
I know. It's true. Every time I'm like, hey, I'm about to go on, he's like, no, why are you doing that? And I'm just like, just let me do this. He's like, no. So it's nice. He's not here, and we have a good reason, so...
There you go.
Good.
Yes, and at some point it was just going to get to the point where we're going to do it anyway. But before we start, and you, a lot of times we said we have a good reason, and the main reason is for this charity that you guys have put together, which is awesome. And a lot of times when you do these sort of interviews, you mention the charity at the end. But I want to do it at the very beginning, and then I'll do it at the end as well. And basically, what you guys did. Is stemming off the April 11th brawl with the Yankees. You used the publicity to do the JK56 Come On Challenge, and I'm going to say this website, and we're going to take a picture of it so people can see, and also go to mission108.com, which is what the charity is for, which is a. You correct me if I'm wrong. It's to help victims of human trafficking. Correct.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, I'm so far so good. But so is the JK56 Come On Challenge. You raised, as we sit here, you've already eclipsed your goal, right? Your goal was $10,000, which, come on. I mean, come on, Ashley. $10,000?
I know. It's like we literally did not think it was going to do that well. I mean, as quick as it did. So it's just been kind of like, wow. So... we had it going for like a month, and we're like, yeah, you know, we'll get to 10,000, cool, like, you know, and you know, 4 days goes by, and we're at, I think right now, around 13,000, so it's pretty, going pretty well. So the people of Boston and, you know, even people out here in Cali, you know, as we're here playing the Angels, just the response has been great, so... Well, we're going with it, and we're doing good things.
Well, like I said, mission108.com, you had gone, and we'll talk a little bit later on about you went to India, correct, to talk with Robbie Ross's wife. I know they were very involved with, you know, this great charity to help the victims of human trafficking. So I do want to get into your trip to India. But the first thing, Ashley, is I want to know what it's like to be married to Joe Kelly.
I knew this was coming.
Well, I mean, it was coming. It's this conversation. We're sitting back. We're having a conversation. First of all, did you listen? I know you listen to this podcast. I know that you listen to, especially the Twin Peaks podcast, where your husband always partakes.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
It's too good not to. I mean,
thank you.
And it's just one of those things too. I think it's like, how do I do it? You know what I mean? It's like how do I do it? Or like more like, I don't know, like with Joe, he's so out there to people, you know, so it's like, wow, like how do you stay with that? You know, but it's good. I mean, he's just like a big kid. So, and it's fun. It just keeps things fun. And I'm kind of spazzy too, but we just like, it just works. Everything's, it's always, you know, it's interesting. It's funny. He doesn't take things too seriously, you know? So I think that's what makes it pretty fun.
Well,
Joe, I mean, you know Joe.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked, how could you be married to him?
Because I love him.
Okay.
No, it's fun. I mean, he's my best friend. So it's easy. It's very easy with us. I think the better question is, how could both of us raise a child? Now that
see, that would be very insensitive of me to ask that question, to be honest with you. But
yeah.
I do want to read. So this is your Twitter bio, which I think is a good way to introduce you. I was actually thinking this is actually a good way to introduce you. So the Twitter handle is @AshleyNicoKelly.
So, yes.
NICO Kelly. And it says, Cali bred goofball, married to my best friend, which he already said, the human, at Joseph Kelly Jr., not the dog, mummy to mm-hmm. Knox, which is your son, Legree, fitness instructor. What is Legree?
It's like a pumped up, it's like a Pilates on steroids.
Okay. Okay. Are you certified?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Shout out to B-Tone. Okay. B-Tone Fitness in Boston.
Okay. Oh, so you teach in Boston?
I'm not teaching this season, but that's where I started when I was teaching, and they also do like rowing, and their classes are intense, and it's cool. I mean, it's cool because a bunch of different body types and people could do it because it's like low impact and it's fun. It's this really cool like platform and machine, and it's pretty fun.
Okay, and the last part of this bio, former D1 soccer player. Now,
yes.
And so you guys met at college, right? Correct?
Yes, that's how we met. So I was a soccer player, and he was in baseball, and we actually met our freshman year of college. And I won't get too far into that, but the first time I met him, he was in a fireman outfit. It was around Halloween, and it was like like really short shorts and like just the vest. Like I was like, what is this kid? So like, again,
no, wait. Like, you said, wait, right? Did you say, did you say it like, what is this kid? Or did you say, what is this kid?
It was like, it was sad. I was just like, it was sad. I just remember seeing him being like, oh wow, it's confidence right there, but all right. And then kind of just, you know, just kept it like as friends during freshman year. And then it got like, we started dating our sophomore year.
But when you saw it, you can't just glance over the fireman outfit story. You went up and talked to him, or you just said, eh.
Like at that point, like he wasn't around much because he lived at home. And so I lived in the dorms. So, you know, I was more at school and just more people were around. And then he was like, he wasn't really at a lot, you know, throughout the year. It's only like during baseball season he was around more because of practices and games and all that. But so we didn't see each other as much. So starting second year, you know, he was living more. He lived in an apartment, and then I did too. And so that's when we started hanging out more. But, yeah, the fireman thing, like, it just, let's just say it wasn't like love at first sight. Let's just be real here.
Well,
that
I mean, he did wear.
That was something.
It was not love at first sight.
No.
Okay.
No, I could be honest with that. I'm not going to.
That's all right.
Sugarcoat this
is
all,
it's just us talking. Just sitting back at Twin Peaks restaurant, drinking some beers. You know, just talking about how it wasn't love at first sight with your husband.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. Who was a better athlete?
Ooh.
Were you a legit soccer player, or were you just on the team?
I was the captain.
Oh,
I was the captain of the team here. Oh. I was legit. I played every single game and, you know, started every single game. And I think with Joe, he's definitely a better athlete. It comes easy to us. I'd say that like sports and physical activity, like has always came easy to both of us. He's just a freak. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a different thing. Like, you know what I mean? He wasn't even a pitcher when he was recruited there. You know, just one day he threw the ball hard and they were like, oh dang, you know, and they put him on the mound and he's wearing Vans. The next thing you know, he's throwing mid-90s and they're like, all right, you are no longer going to be a center fielder. So it's just very like, he's just a freak. He's a freak athlete.
Your kid is going to be crazy. Knox.
He's already crazy.
Knox, no, I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, he's gonna be an athlete, and he's gonna have a cool first name, Knox, Knox. He's a big fan.
I kind of hope he just plays like an instrument or something, and just a legit like, you know, I could see him like just being like a drummer or something, like Travis Barker, just like killing it. Like I just kind of like, I don't know. I just kind of hope for that because it's just so different than what everyone else thinks is going to happen just due to both of us. But I hope it just, like, shocks us and becomes, like, the next like, Travis Barker or something.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. There's not a lot of mothers who said, I hope my kids become exactly like Travis Barker. But, you know, to each his own.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. I like that. You're already asking young Knox to spread his wings and tattoo every part of his body.
Him. Whatever he wants, you know?
That's parenting 101, yes.
Yeah.
So when was the first time that Joe Kelly protected your honor in a fight?
He has definitely in college. In college, he did.
Was it just once or multiple times?
For me, probably once.
For you, yeah. I'd say for me. Once. Like, who else would it be?
he's not a fighter. That's not what it is. But I mean,
no. But if he has to fight, he fights, right?
Yeah, he's not like. I think it's just there's people are different type of people, you know, and like some people are okay with that, and some people are like, and he's just always been someone that's like, I don't mind defending myself if I have to.
What? Talk to me about when he defended your honor.
I have a 2-year-old son who's just right here, you know, he's listening to the conversation as we speak.
Well, I mean, you can talk around it.
Okay. I would say one time. He asked me, I was like defending my girlfriend. Hi, Knox. Hold on just a second. He was defending, you know, all the girls from my soccer team and, you know, from these other guys. It was actually for a good reason. And they were trying to leave with these girls. And, like, these other guys that were not in a good, they were just trying to take advantage of the situation. And he saw that and didn't like that. And then I was mad about it. And he stepped in, and the guy said something that he shouldn't have said, and he was defending himself.
Well, good. See, you did a good job. I don't think Knox is scarred from that story. So
no, not at all.
No, it's good.
Not at all.
It's good. No, absolutely. So it's, and, you know, it's, listen, everyone gets in fights, and I just was curious.
It's not like it's, for sure.
It's a thing.
But I'm just saying, it's not like he's walking around with, like, brass knuckles. You know what I mean? It's not like he's, like, one of those people, but, like, yeah. I mean, he's gotten in a fight or two.
Okay. So that leads us to the other night, and which is, where were you when this happened?
So,
and I want to clarify what I'm talking about is, of course, the bench clearing brawl between the Red Sox and Yankees. Continue, sorry.
Yes, no big deal. I was not at the game. I'm kind of glad I wasn't. And I was actually at home in Boston. And it was kind of great because I knew immediately after, like, when I did see, but the timing of it was, like, perfect. It was just, like, I'm on the phone with Tiff Price, so David's wife, and we're just on the phone talking. And I just was, like, I'm like, yeah, hold on just a sec. And, like, we have one TV downstairs right now because we're still, like, you know, when you move and everything is just everywhere. So I'm like, I'm going to go downstairs real quick. It seems like it's getting later. Like, just going to pop my head in to see if, you know, he's going to pitch or whatever. So literally as I go down the stairs, the first image I see is him, like, with a V-neck and just, like, the hair, you know, like, him pushing it back. Like, and I'm like, oh. And I was like, girl, he just got in a fight, girl. She's like, what? And I'm like, Joe just got in a fight. I didn't even have to, like, I just knew. I could, I see his eyes. I was like, yeah, that's what happened. And then it just, like, it had just happened. So it was, like, real life. You know, they weren't playing it back in and everything. And I was like, okay. And so then once they started playing it back, saw what happened, understood it, and then I was like, all right. So I was at home.
Well, so one of the things I can, you know, off the record conversation, but that's all right. One of the things he said exactly what you just said, which you told him, I saw your eyes and with this, whatever, however your eyes looked, and I've seen that look before.
It's like a, kind of like a shark. It's like shark mode. It's just like, you know, it's like black eyes. Like, it's just you. He turns into, like, I mean, if you see it, like, it was like he was chewing gum, you know, and just, like, kept, like, you know, I saw on Twitter, like, he, like, blew a bubble gum. Like, it just, like, you know, he blew a bubble, like, after the fight. Like, he just, like, gets in this mode. And he was in the zone.
I can't even ask you, you know, if you were nervous. You know, as a wife, you look out for your husband. But because you didn't see it live, but would you think that if you did see it live, you'd be, oh my goodness, this guy is charging at him, what's going to happen? Would you be nervous for him, or you'd be like, oh yeah, he's going to kick his ass, no problem?
Definitely the latter. Like, of course I worried about him. Like, I'm not this, you know, of course. Like, I was just happy that both guys, you know, were good and they didn't hurt themselves, you know, because that always stinks too. You always think, like, you know, some freak thing happened and, you know, they get hurt and they're out for the season. Like, that's horrible. But I was just happy to see that they both were all right. And, you know, I was happy that, you know, I knew he'd be okay, regardless of what had happened. Like, that guy was big, you know? So, like, it wasn't like... But it's funny, because I don't sit there and go, oh, no, that guy's big, like, poor little Joe. Like, I didn't think that way. It was very, like, oh, he's all right. He'll be okay. Like, this isn't his first rodeo. Like, it's... You know
what I mean? Was he... He seemed pretty... I love this. It wasn't his first rodeo. But after the game we talked to him, he seemed okay. I mean, his probably adrenaline still rushing. Was
totally.
Yeah, so when he came home... Or, you know, Dewey was like, hey, you know, what's the deal? How was work today, honey?
Well, I don't know if you, I mean, I don't try to, like, lately I've been posting obviously more on my Instagram story just due to, like, what we're doing with the campaign and stuff.
Right.
But I'm usually just pretty, you know, I'm just a hot mess. Usually when I post, it's just not very, like, I don't know, not professional, but you know what I mean? It's just very real. And so... I don't know if you saw, if you even go on Instagram, but on my Instagram, I actually did that. I, like, pretended that, like, I didn't know, and I just put, like, clueless wife, and I was like, hey, babe, downstairs, like, or whatever, and I'm like, and I just look back, going, hey, babe, how's work? And I was like, what's up with the unit? Like, I kind of did that kind of a thing, because, you know, at that point, your phone's getting blown up, everyone's asking if, you know, everything's okay, and, you know, you got everyone else going, oh, it's badass, or this or that. Like, it was just a crazy day. But when Joe came home, it was, you know, I actually set up. Everyone's going to think we're crazy. Okay, I set up a camera, like just my phone, because I knew he was going to come downstairs, and I wanted to see what his first reaction was. So I just, like, pushed record. And he actually came down, and Knox has been really into Peter Pan. So he's, like, sword fights, you know? So right when he got to the, the bottom level, he looks at me, and he just starts acting like he's sword fighting. And I lost it. I just was like, oh my gosh, Joseph. And he was like, are you okay? He's like, yeah. So that was that.
See, that sounds like a fun life. You live a fun life, an adventurous life. So it's good.
It's just, yeah. I never thought that would happen, you know, but then looking back, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
But part of this story, I mean, part of it, I almost think that the fallout from it was bigger than the actual, like, fight itself. Because fights happen and stuff. But I've said this a million times since then. It has been, so you're talking about a two-week span, and we can say this, like, after that first game, he was maybe the most unpopular player on the Red Sox. And
totally.
Then 2 weeks...
It was like, it just sucks. It's the first game, you know?
So yeah.
Like, oh, man, you know? It's not, again, not his first rodeo. Happens in baseball. You're going to get shelled every now and then, but it's like the fact that it's the first game, you know, and it's so hyped that it just, see, that's what you go off. That's where your bar is set, and you're like, oh, cool, you suck, you know? And then it's just, yeah, the turnaround of it has been like...
Well, 2 weeks! You know? It was 2 weeks. In two weeks.
Literally.
So the fallout, when we talk about the fallout, I mean, we talk about... Not only, you know, the first thing maybe is the T-shirt. We start seeing the T-shirt, the Joe Kelly Fight Club T-shirt. But then, were you at the park? Were you at the park for the standing O when he came in the next time?
No, I was coming back to Cali the next day. So I was like, you know, I'm on a flight and it's still, you know, just the hype from it all was still, you know, it lasted a few days, you know, after that. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to... You know, JetBlue has the TV screens on, and I'm, you know, everyone around us is watching SportsCenter, replaying the fight, and I'm over here trying to, like, you know, keep freaking cars on and Paw Patrol and trying to, like, make sure Knox doesn't see his dad, you know, like, on the mound doing that. I'm just trying my best to, like, oh, you know, he's still really poppy, and I was just, whatever. But, yeah, so I didn't see that, but I, you know, I heard about it, and it's, you know, it's pretty cool.
Well, it was. I think that was the cool. Maybe for him, and I think he said this is it was, you know, the coolest part of anything. And then you have this opportunity, like we were talking about, with the charity that you're able to use this. And good for you guys for doing this and using this example to push along the charity. Was there anything else like that? Maybe you guys were walking down the street, like, yeah, Joe Kelly. kick his ass or whatever. I mean, has life with Joe Kelly changed since that moment?
Definitely a little bit. You know, the respect factor is, you know, obviously, you know, way higher, and which is cool. I mean, it's cool. It's a cool thing. You know, I'm never going to sit there and say fighting is a cool thing. But if you know baseball and you know what happened, I mean, that was a cool thing. So it just, you know, and it's not the fight, that's that part. It was just, you know, everything that happened, like, afterwards coming out, and Boston's such a, you know, like, you guys are hardcore, the fans are hardcore, like, you know, and it's to see that and kind of, like, what the, just the aftermath of everything, it's been pretty cool. I mean, yeah, we've, even here in Cali, like, being at Angel Stadium, there's a lot of Red Sox fans here right now, so.
I was watching the game last night, and the camera, right, first row, Joe Kelly Fight Club t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We were getting people, you know, coming up, even ones that haven't seen it yet, you know, that are like, where'd you guys get your shirts, and this and that, and, you know, or just walking by, just like, yeah, Joe Kelly, or, you know, this and that, and it's hard, because, you know, not hard, but, like, I kind of just laugh at it, you know, just because, you know, I know Joe, and I know his heart, and I know who he is as a person, so, you know, it's kind of cool, because I feel like he should be getting that anyways from me, you know, from people. So I'm just like, he's cool. He's a cool guy. So now it's like, you know, this is what it took for them to be like, yeah, Joe Kelly, then all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's, I think it's true. It's hard for, you know, relief pitchers anyway, because we saw what it's like. We saw what it was like, actually, like the first game. That happens. Like you said, that has happened before. It'll happen again. But mm-hmm. This was, okay, here's the introduction to this season. And then... And it's hard for relief pitchers to shake that, and that's why I say 2 weeks later, this happens. And by the way, after, he pitches really well. He pitches really well, so it keeps things going even more, and he's on his way to Cult Hero.
No, for sure.
So, and you're
pretty
and,
cool.
And you're his wife. Congratulations. So I loop back to what it's like to be married to Joe Kelly. It's just awesome. So,
It's a good time.
There you go. So how was India? So you went to India with Robbie Ross's wife. I forget her name. I apologize.
Brittany.
I'm sorry. Brittany Ross.
Yes.
And some other people?
Yes. So we went out to India, and this was last season. And I had been involved with, you know, an organization in St. Louis when we were over there, when we were on the Cardinals, and they did the same thing. It was fighting against human trafficking and, you know, more so United States rather than international. And so Britt has always, and I don't know if you know, with Britt and Robbie, they are huge advocates of, you know, fighting sex trafficking and all that. So, and me and Britt always just connected right away. So she's like, Ash, you got to go do this, you know, whatever. And it was hard, you know, at that point, like, I'm a new mom and I didn't want to leave him and that whole thing. And it's just, you kind of have to have this faith and know that everything's okay. My gut said, you got to go. I had no belief in it. Like, India, just not from probably a place where people would think that, like, you know, we got to go to India. You know what I mean? Mm. So it was a big leap for me because I didn't know what was out there. I didn't know what I was going to see. I just knew that human trafficking is number one in the world there. So I was like, all right, well, let's go. So we go, and I'm telling you, just, you know, long story short, because it's just, you know, night and day if you're going to look at comparison to here. But what I saw and what I felt there and hearing the stories from actual victims of sex trafficking, it was just, it was all I needed. Just seeing even, and it was just crazy because I didn't even have to hear the stories, even though I did, from these girls. But just even the look in their eyes and just seeing, like, then that was all I needed to fuel me, knowing that, you know what, we were getting this platform, and we're here right now. Who knows how long it'll last, and why not use it? So coming back, I just knew, like, that just lit a fire under my, you know, my booty, and I just knew I had to do something. So, you know, Robbie and Britt, they asked me to, you know, come on board with them, and so now, you know, my mission went away with them, and we're just trying to do our best. And, you know, with same thing with Britt and Robbie, you know, same thing with him, like, using his platform, and we just have this voice, and we could talk to so many people. So it's just, why not, you know? And it's a hard subject, you know? It's not something that people, you know, when you sit them down and to talk about, you know, what really happens, I mean, that's a hard thing to do and to hear. So, you know, to bring, you know, educate people, you know, make them aware of what's happening, because it's not happening just internationally, it's happening here. So, yeah, it's been very eye-opening. India was one of the best things that has ever happened to me, also one of the hardest things to experience. But again, I'm not just going to turn my head, you know. I'm here, and I just feel like, you know, this whole thing that happened with, you know, Joe, you know, on at Fenway with the Yankees, I just feel like, why not? And so I just, the moment that happened, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, all I could think of is fight, you know, fight, fight, fight. And I'm like, you know what? How cool is this? Like, join the fight. Like, let's do this. And it's getting, like, I just, it's pretty cool what we're doing right now.
So you immediately thought, and by the way, good for you for thinking this, but you immediately thought, this is an avenue. We are going to use this for good. It's not about, you know, we're going to make millions and millions of dollars off of selling T-shirts or getting commercials or whatever. It's about, this is a cause that I'm all in on, and this is a way to get attention for it.
Yes. It was almost too easy. Like, it, when this happened, I went, oh my gosh, like, this was meant to happen. Like, not even just for Joe, it just was like, for even both of us, I was just like, man, this is huge. And again, though, not knowing it would do so well, let's be real, I wasn't going to sit here and be like, yeah, this is going to raise so much, but it's just like, you know, being able to touch whoever does come across what we're doing and, you know, even get them just to click on, you know, Mission 108 and just kind of see what they're doing. Like, even if you don't donate, that's not what, you know, you have to do, but just kind of, you know, just research and educate yourself and, yeah.
No, it's and I'm sure for him, you know, why he doesn't mind fighting and getting the adulation and everything, it's still a little uncomfortable. I mean, it's still a little uncomfortable, and I don't know if you got this sense, but for him, probably this whole spinning it around to make it a charitable thing makes it a little more palatable, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to, you know, he's not some hockey player enforcer that's gonna, you know what I mean, like, who's known for doing that, like, you know what I mean, it's like it's a weird thing, like, you know, baseball, you know what happened, it is what it is, like, you know. And so I think, like, I don't know, again, using the platform and, you know, even with, you know, Sully's coming on with just, it's kind of more people are learning about it, and it's cool, like, the simple fact that we have done this, and that shows, you know, he wants to help. And I just, like, again, knowing his heart and who he is, like, he's all light and fun and games and, you know, that kind of a thing. But, you know, he is a lover, and he does want to help others. So it's really cool that it's kind of just all working out.
All right. So is the hashtag JK56 Come On Challenge, the website, yes. JK56.challenge.fundraise.org. So,
yes.
And mission, but more, the easier way, like you said, mission108.com, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's, and there's two things going. So the challenge itself is, obviously join the fight, you know, to end modern day slavery. But at the same time, we have kind of two things going where one, you're donating and it's whatever you can donate. And then we also have, like, prizes for, you know, certain amounts, which we can get into if you want to. And then the second half is, if you do use that hashtag during the, you know, JK56 Come On Challenge, it's for people to reenact the part what Joe did. And we all saw that.
I saw those kids that you retweeted. Oh my, that's such a good idea.
They're like, their little laughs and like belly laughs. I couldn't. I rewatched that one like 10 times. I was like, this is way too cute. Like, it's so dang cute. But it's fun. Again, it's like, it makes it fun, you know, and it's, I don't know. So we're hoping we get more of that. It's been awesome because people are just donating, you know, and it's cool. And then obviously with the shirts, that's helping out a ton. But
yeah, but I want more video. I want the more videos. I want more awareness.
I do too. I do too. And I'm definitely going to get, I need to get Knox to do one.
Oh, but yes.
He's just kind of going, I'm not even getting to him, but let's just say that Keating with the molars.
Oh yeah, no, I guess
he takes after his dad. So he's like fighting me right
everyone,
now.
Everyone knows. Right. Everyone knows that Joe Kelly did not do well with teething with the molars. I will promise you this, Ashley. When your husband pays me his $100 that he's going to owe me next week for me losing 50 pounds, I will donate I will donate it to the cause.
Oh, Bradfo. And you know the best thing about that? One, that's very nice of you, so thank you. Shows your heart and all that. But two, Bradfo, if you donate just $8 more, you will receive a Joe Kelly autographed photo from that night. So just going to throw that out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll donate $10 more, and you can say that you're a Joe Kelly autograph.
Oh, you know what, though? I just feel like he could personalize that to you and just make it so much better. You just put it right next to your, like, wherever your little office is. Maybe it's even in, you know, your own room. Like, you could just put it right up there.
Well, any money I take from your husband from here on in, I will give to the charity. I promise. I promise you that. So,
all right. I have your word.
You have my word. Ashley, thanks so much. We did it. You finally came on the show. I appreciate it. T-shirts on the way.
I told you I would.
No, I know, but
like
you...
You know what, though? The time was right. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know what was going on. I know that Joe was putting the kibosh on it. So...
I know.
It's okay. It's all right. We got there. So, congratulations. Mission108.com. Everyone go to it. And we'll keep pushing the cause.
Perfect. Thank you, Rob.
All right. See you, Ashley.
All right, appreciate it.